Well, the other big story here is that major water main break in Auburn Hills. It has triggered a state of emergency and left several Oakland County communities dealing with low water pressure and dwindling supply. And crews with the Great Lakes Water Authority have been working around the clock, digging 25 feet underground to repair a ruptured 42-inch pipe that serves thousands of residents. Joining us now is the GLEWA CEO, Suzanne Coffey, to talk about the repair effort, the challenges ahead, and what residents need to know as crews race to restore full service. Suzanne, good morning. Thanks for spending a little time with us.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Can you bring us up to speed? Where do things stand right now with the repair effort?
So right now, the repair continues to go very, very well. I would say we are in the latter stages of that repair. You likely saw pictures yesterday, if people are following this in different outlets, that the new pipe was in the ground. They were welding. There's different activities that have to happen at this stage. But I would tell you it's gone as good as it could go, and that's not by accident. There's an awful lot that our construction crews have done to double up and work this, understanding the urgency of it.
It really is remarkable that you've been able to move this quickly, given the logistics of something like this. I mean, I was shocked to learn that these pipes are 25 feet below the ground. So kudos to you and your team. What's kind of your expectation at this point that people will be back online and with normal water service?
So we have an operational meeting. We have an emergency operations center meeting. This is a coordinated national incident management system type whenever we have these kinds of emergencies. So all the communities that come together will have representatives from the state, we'll have representatives from the county, and each of the communities. And so we're going to get operational update and go through basically sequence of events from here on out. That starts at 8 o'clock. That's a confidential meeting that we have with groups. So we will talk all things about what's next then. We've also scheduled a press conference at 11 at the Orion Township Hall, because we do anticipate being able to come out with a more refined schedule for restoration at that time. But we've got to have this meeting to talk to the operators. Lots of operational coordination needs to happen throughout, but especially at this point as we start to get into what I would consider the end stages of the repair. Understand, we're first. We got to repair. We got to get our stuff done first, mm-hmm. and then each of the communities has things to do. So until I wouldn't want to give the residents my timetable on GLWA, because that'd be a false sense. Right. We've got that water then has to go into the communities, and they have to turn valves and they have to change things. And some of them have reservoirs and, water towers. So after that meeting, we're going to have more, and we'll have more specifics at 11.
And for people listening right now, Suzanne, who may be concerned, what's the most important thing you want them to know?
I want them to know that the communities in GLWA are working extraordinary efforts to get this resolved as quickly as possible. Sometimes things take left turns during all of this, right? So we have to come out with estimates because people have to prepare. And these are very serious things that people are doing in terms of responding to a no water situation, certainly a boil water situation, or other types of low pressure concerns that they might have. So I want them to know the communities have been absolutely excellent in their communication. Their operators are top-notch. Everyone is working this just as diligently as possible.
GLEWA CEO Suzanne Coffey, we appreciate you coming on, giving us an update, and we'll be looking forward to that press conference at 11 to get more information. Thank you so much.
Yep, you're very welcome. Thank you.
And see, Jason, that's what happens when people work together. I mean, you have GLEWA and you have all these communities working together. It makes for an easier time, a quicker repair, and hopefully to get this water back up full speed, less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, when I heard 2 weeks, I can't imagine having to endure that. But I understand her not wanting to give false sense of restoration of services to residents that are affected. But it sounds to me like they're probably a couple more days from what she described.
And you know, I feel for the businesses. You know, there are schools that are closed now, businesses that have to close. I think of water pressure, Lord forbid a fire breaks out and, do the hydrants have the pressure? I mean, all of that you have to take into account. But as she said, everything is kind of working the way that actually this seemed like they're, you know, working better than she thought it would be. And everybody, it's about communication. I think our politicians could learn a little bit about that.
Indeed they could. You know, and it made me think, you know, I bet people with water towers appreciate those water towers. Those are not just a nice aesthetic for your skyline.
That's right.
They serve a purpose.
Absolutely.